Particularly in the first half, there was a lot of things in the second half then that we're not happy with. So it was definitely a game of two halves. Our work rate in the first half, our pressure on the ball carrier, and our movement then when we did get the ball was very good and close to where it needs to be. Then in the second half, I think we got a bit of complacency. You know, the 8-1 or 9-1 scoreline at half time is sort of sinks into some players' heads, and we just dropped our work rate and our movement a little bit in the second half. That allows Leitrim to get back into it. And so that's one area we definitely need to work on, is trying to keep that consistency throughout the game. We could have done with maybe a bit tighter of a game, but as I said, the way we started in the first half, pretty much anyone we would have come up against today, we would have been very, very competitive. So I think we knocked the spirit out of Leitrim early on, and you know, went from there. But look, we have a challenge match. We'll be playing them 21s on Tuesday night, so that'll be very competitive, and we'll be picking the team for down basically after that. So that's the approach we're going to take. But our decision making just went a little bit in the second half. We started to kick from a little bit far out for the pass inside, but then we started to take a little bit longer outside, and then inside our movement dropped a little bit. So when you combine the three of those things together, you just end up with a messy game. So there are three areas really that we need to have a look at and see what we can do. Down have huge pace all over the field, and they retain the ball very, very well. They wait till the right shot is on, the right option's on, so they're very, very comfortable on the ball, but mainly their pace with some of the guys that they're breaking through from midfield is very tight. So we just have to be ready to meet that. But we're happy with how we're progressing and how things are going. So as soon as we get all the panel together, we'll see where we are and see what we can do.
And how close would you now to knowing your starting 15 for the game against Down next week?
Well, I won't have all the players available to me until next Friday. It's the first time I'll have them, and we're playing the league game then on Saturday. So there's something wrong there somewhere, but that's for another day. But we've had guys at all the FUG games, all the O'Byrne Cup games. We've had them at all the different competitions, trying to keep an eye on. As I said, we'll have everyone down on Tuesday night, and we'll see how that goes. We'll see how Tuesday night goes. That'll tell a lot, and we're going to do things from there. But as I said all along, at the end of January, we're going to have to do peering back of some sort, to get a set number involved. So we'll see how Tuesday night goes, and we'll take it from there. We have a few long term injuries. We've Tony Vaughan, and we have a few like that.
Yeah.
Brian Benson got injured in the warm up today. Then we have Seamus O'Shea, and we've Barry Moran that picked up an injury the last day, but should be available. So the long term injuries, but we've nothing else. That should be a problem for next Saturday. Well, we won't get the time, but for us where we are, as I said, we haven't had all our team together yet. We have to develop as a team. So that's the target for the league. It's not about, for us at the moment, winning or losing games. It's about where we are and developing in every single game we go, and see how much we can improve and see where the gaps are and addressing those and trying to build on every single game. So that's the approach we'll be taking for the league. And again, we'll see where that brings us. We'll review it after a couple of games and see where we are and see what we need to do for the rest of it. So that's the approach we're going to take. Yeah, absolutely, and it'll be a good quality game. A lot of Mayo players playing with that, so it'll be a good exercise all round. I'll be able to see the team we put out and have a look at the players that are playing for NUI as well. So again, it'll help, I suppose, in panel selection and team selection for the other league games. Yeah, absolutely. The more often you can play up there, the better. So we're delighted to be getting up there to play the dub. So we look forward to that. Well, there's definitely a pattern taking shape. You can see from I suppose in the first half there today, is that we have very good movement, we have very, very good mobility right throughout the field, and a very good skill set. So we're trying to get the ball into the danger area as early as possible and retain it until the right shot's on. You know, it's pretty simple game plan, but you saw in the first half there it was quite effective with Alan Freeman, Mark Ralston and Aidan Kilcoyne in there. Their movement was very good, and if the movement is good inside, it gives options to the kickers. So that's really what we're looking for. That's where we are at the moment, trying to build on that to see how it works for us.